We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Gabe and Nina on V96.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Shout out to the work hard. Be good, crew. Especially those people that work hard.
Oh my gosh, I just wrote on my hand.
Taking notes on your hand.
No. Those people that work hard and don't steal the supplies from their job.
Are there people like that out there?
Nina, I've seen many B96 pens in your purse.
I know. That's what I mean.
Oh.
I'm taking this stuff from the station. I also want to shout out to all of Santa's little helpers. You know who you are. Doing everything in your power to make the magic of the season and everything normal for the kids and everybody around you this year. Be good.
All right. It is time for the top six of six in no particular order.
Number six
is yesterday I made the switch over to an iPhone.
Wait, what?
I know.
That explains everything.
Yeah, no, I know. I told him to text you with the blue dots. I told him, I go, dude, you didn't say anything. I had a blue thing, which I think is so wrong. So, by the way, here are my complaints. I switched over to the iPhone just because I wanted to take it for a test drive. I had an iPhone 8 at the house, and I said, you know what? Let me just go ahead because my screen cracked. Whatever. Three things I've noticed already in one day that are trash. Three things.
Thebetterist.com?
No. This is youguysaretrash.com. So,
okay, let's go. What is
number one is there's no close off feature.
Okay.
So if I want to close an app or like, you know what I'm saying? Nicole was showing me how you double click it or whatever and the things show up. And you have to swipe up each one.
Yeah.
That's stupid. Literally, there's a button on your Android where you click close all. So if you have 20 open, you just click close all.
Oh, really? See, I don't know any different. So this is interesting.
That's
okay,
what I'm saying. So to me, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's ridiculous.
I mean, I'm so used to it. It's whatever.
Swipe technology.
Okay.
There's no swipe technology on the iPhone. I got a dot, dot, dot every single letter.
What do you mean?
Look at telephone. Toe turned around. Do it. This is the one that I had the question about. Swipe technology. All right, I got to find that out. The last thing is this. No one likes to, Android doesn't tell you you're dealing with a whack iPhone user, right? iPhone does with this green and blue thing. And I'm going to tell you why it's morally wrong.
You know who you're talking
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you shame the green people.
And it's funny when you joke about it a little bit and you laugh.
Yeah.
But when you realize what that really is, you're being a separatist. You're literally telling people that you are cut of one cloth and they are of the other and you should not like them. And here, I'm going to point it out for you so that way you can have this ridiculous, like, holier than thou attitude. And seeing it for the first time, I just simply thought to myself, why did they do that? Why are you doing that? Why are you trying to literally put people in two different categories? So for that reason and that reason alone, I feel like iPhones are super trash because you wouldn't want anyone to be separated. If you're black, if you're white, if you're a female, if you have a disability, whatever that might be.
I agree with that. But then why do Androids make it green? Like, why didn't they just decide to make it the same color? Because an Android text is green and they're blue. So, you know?
No, all our texts are green, no matter who we get it from.
Okay.
When you're texting me, it's green. You don't come over blue to me.
Oh, it comes over green?
Of course it does. It comes over the same color because that's what it should. It's a text message from a phone.
It's because iPhones want everybody to have one. That's why.
Exactly. And that's why I think that is absolutely ridiculous. And if we were two different races, that would be racist.
Well, you got the iPhone in your hand, though?
I'm going to switch back shortly. Don't worry.
Number five.
It's actually very interesting as a person that's never used an Android to even see what that is about.
Can't wait to give you guys updates on all the whack things your phones have.
The iPhone update. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was thinking myself yesterday about how I believe that the charcuterie boards have had one of the biggest come-ups of 2020. If you think about it, they're not just your average meat and cheese platter anymore. I mean, they've always been beautiful, but now everything wants to be a charcuterie, right? You've got dessert charcuteries. You've got the, skincare and bath charcuteries. Absolutely anything can go on a board. And now there's even reef charcuteries. I mean, it doesn't stop.
Reef?
Reef. Like, there are reefs. It's like rosemary is the green. And then you've got the meat and the figs and all of it around, like, this beautiful wreath. And I'm like, man, it doesn't stop. Charcuteries just keep getting better in 2020. And, like, you know, something had to be good this year. And the charcuterie boards are really doing it for me.
Not for me, but I hear you, though. I'm glad that they're doing it for you.
Yeah.
I have no idea what to say to this.
To come up.
I'm like trying to think. I like, don't like charcuterie boards. I'm trying to think of something. I'm just like, wow. But this is good, though, because there's people out there that's their jam.
Yeah, man. It is my jam. And anything can go on a board.
It's your jam, but have you made one?
Yes. Oh, my God. I make them all the time.
I know you made a charcuterie board, but I'm saying you're talking about how it applies to all these other things.
Oh, I have a lot of things that I can do over the holidays.
That's not what I...
Oh, yes, I have. I have made different boards.
What kind of boards?
I made a board with different types. I did a Mediterranean board.
But food, though.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't done anything other than that.
Okay.
But do I want to? Yeah.
Okay. Number three.
DIYs during the holidays.
I'm sure vacation starts soon. The boards.
All right, quickly, let's see. This guy, Nina, broke a record for eating a particular type of food for the most amount of days in a row.
Can I please have a number one with a bottle of water? And can I have an extra chicken biscuit today, too, please?
130 days at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, my gosh.
130 days straight.
Could you eat that? The same thing, I mean, 130 days straight.
You know, and I was thinking about that as, like, a question that we could ask. Like, what would I eat? He gets a day off because Sundays, they're not open. But I'm trying to think if I could eat a particular food.
Like, you love a good chicken sandwich. Do you think you could do that?
Not Chick-fil-A, though. I think it'd have to be... I don't know. I'd have to come back to you on that one.
Because it's a commitment. If you're saying, I'm not eating anything else for 130 days, it's a big one.
I wonder if, like, you and I could eat the same thing for the rest of the week.
We could try.
Like, if you had to pick just one thing, though. If it is chicken sandwiches, you can only eat chicken sandwiches for the rest of the week.
Okay. It's not going to be chicken sandwiches.
Number three.
Charcuterie. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. I thought this was really cool. If you're one of the people that is looking forward to the new Wonder Woman 1984 movie, it drops on Christmas Day on HBO Max and then, of course, in the theaters. But for Gal Gadot, it's turned into a family affair. She has two daughters, a 9-year-old and a 3-year-old, and they've been kind of coming to set with her and stuff, but now they get to be in a scene in the movie. She's not revealing exactly what's happening. I just thought it was kind of a beautiful moment. You know, you have Wonder Woman, you have her daughters that get to be in the movie, and when she was filming the first one, she was pregnant with one of the girls, so now they get to be on set. I don't know, it's kind of special. It is, right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm glad that they get the opportunity to do that together. When does it come out again?
December 25th on Christmas Day.
Number two.
So, did you guys hear about this rant that Tom Cruise went on? I mean, it's been all over social media right now. And I listen to it and then I say to myself, but is he wrong, though?
You're back here in Hollywood making movies right now because of us. Because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance companies. Producers. And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, you I don't ever want to see it again. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And if I see you do it again, you're gone. And you too. And you too.
And you too.
And you.
And you.
If you ever do it again.
He went hard.
He did. I don't think he's wrong. Oh, maybe there's there's a better way to go about it because they were breaking COVID protocol.
Yes.
But I don't think he's wrong.
He saw two people standing too close together and that was part of their whole thing. And obviously he wants his movie to go on. He wants it to be able to finish. And he's the producer behind it. So he's also the money, the direct, like all that stuff. And I get it. You bring 50 people together and you try to let them know how serious this is.
Yeah.
And he said it best. We're putting food on people's table in a time when people don't have food. I get that. Did you have to yell at everybody?
But if he didn't go that hard, do you think people would have taken him as seriously?
I don't know. He could have fired a couple people and made an example out of them.
That's true.
And been like, hey, I want to meet everybody together. Gather around, family.
Uh-huh.
Members A and B of the team are no longer here. And if you're wondering why, it's because they broke protocol. Mm. Zero tolerance policy. And I just wanted to have this be a very, very stern reminder.
Yeah, that would have been one way.
That's not how I would have did it.
Gabe would have been like, hey,
you mother blame a cavalier.
Number one.
And then I would come in and go, okay, here's treats for everybody. Just like the queen of Christmas herself has done it again. Mariah Carey has come out with her own line of cookies. Mariah's Cookies. It's a virtual cookie brand that features a whole bunch of different freshly baked gourmet cookie stuff. So they've got different flavors like gingerbread, pumpkin, chocolate cranberry, oatmeal raisin. I mean, you name it, she's got it. And you can even get a bag that says Mariah's Cookies and it's got her face on it. So eat your cookies and listen to All I Want for Christmas Is You and sing it to the cookie.
Thebetterist.com. Step in and the bag should have been called All I Want for Christmas. And then that way, every flavor would have been at the end of it. All I Want for Christmas Is
and then
gingerbread
it's,
cookies.
It's you.
All I Want for Christmas Is coconut snaps.
I love that.
What's bigger during Christmas time? The song.
Right.
Not Mariah Carey. Don't be selfish.
I think she's trying to make these cookies keep going, though, outside of Christmas. Like, oh, cookies on Easter.
Okay, that's fair.
So, I don't know.
All right, guys, don't go anywhere. When we come back, TBT Throwback Trivia is next. B96, happy Wednesday. It is time for TBT. This is our game called Throwback Trivia, where we ask you three questions, one about a movie, a song, and then a TV show. And then, depending on how many you get right, we find out how old school you are.
Exactly. Like, do you know the answer to this question? The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills first aired in 2010. But what network does the show air on?
Damn, I always get these confused.
Do you?
I always get these confused.
Well, let's see if you guys get it confused or get it right.
All right, don't Google it. Just call this number if you know the answer. 877-591-9696.
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. What network do they air on? TBT next. Monica in the West Loop. Good morning. Welcome to TBT.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right, Monica. Do you know the answer to this question? You just heard it. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills first aired in 2010. But what network does the show air on?
Bravo.
Is it? Oh, my God.
Bravo.
I literally thought it was A&E.
No, all those shows are Bravo. Andy Cohen, Bravo.
Is it?
Love him.
Warning, Monica, these questions might be a little bit hard today, but that's okay. This is fun. This one's about a song. Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous is a song that was released in 2002 by a band that includes Joel and Benji Madden. What band were the twin brothers a part of?
I'm going to guess. Is it Good Charlotte?
It is.
Monica.
Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous.
So every answer you get correct, four gray hairs appear on your head. That's what you're not.
Yeah.
Good Charlotte, though. That one's worth eight.
Yeah.
All right, last one. Here we go.
Okay. In 2011, a movie about a disgraced financial writer was released. He was hired to solve a murder, and he was joined on his quest for the truth by a girl with a special tattoo. What was the tattoo of?
You know this.
Is it a what? A dragon?
Monica. 12 gray hairs for Monica.
Yeah, right.
Oh, shoot. Everybody's got me singing this week. Okay. Go, Monica. You old school. Do the running man. Like, it's so cool. Back that booty up. It's hump day. We see you because you came to play. Go, Monica. Monica, with your gray hairs. What was your favorite accessory back in the day? Like, were you a scrunchie queen?
Not really, no.
There we go. This is we're finding out how old you are. Okay. So you were a...
What about butterfly clips?
You were a barrette. You were the...
Yeah. Butterfly, yeah.
Okay, the butterfly clips.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, there's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Monica's lying. She's
three
lying.
More gray hairs.
Yeah.
Nina, did you know that Santa Claus almost got arrested the other day?
For what?
So the cops pulled over Santa.
I mean, we'll have to take it
and his sleigh.
Killjoy!
Great.
So in Ireland, Santa Claus, they got this guy dressed up as Santa Claus in like a little car or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he's going through the neighborhood. It's like one of those, on the parade, you know, you got like a flatbed.
Oh, okay. So like a float.
Float. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going around the neighborhood to pass out Christmas gifts to the kid on his own.
Aw.
And the cops pull him over and say, you don't have proper lights on this float thingy. And so everyone's gathered around
because they're trying to get the presents, and they're looking at the cops like,
yeah,
bro, we're trying to get these gifts, and you're holding up Santa with the light thing.
Yeah, so they pull him over?
They didn't let him continue.
Oh, my gosh.
They wouldn't let him continue until finally somebody came and brought them those sticky lights. And then they let them go with some form of lights.
I mean, don't the cops have lights? Can't they just do, like, one of those caravan-type situations?
They were dressed in all green.
Uh-huh.
Little Grinches.
Yeah.
They're dressed in green. But you know what? Christmas joy was still spread because of them.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder, when was the last time you got pulled over?
I got pulled over maybe, like, a year ago because I had an expired license plate sticker. It was in my glove compartment. I was just too lazy to put it on the actual car.
Oh, I feel like I kind of remember this story.
I got pulled over twice.
For the same thing?
Same thing. Pulled over twice. And I just remember getting pulled over thinking to myself, I got no weed in the car, so I'm good.
Okay, I'll just pull over here.
No open alcohol containers. Awesome. But my license plate sticker is in my thing.
This is so nuts.
People don't get pulled over as often as people think they do.
Right.
Like, you see a cop, for me, I have a sudden anxiety attack because I think I'm going to jail.
It always anxiety for no reason. I was with my friend just last week. We got pulled over.
For what?
Because she was swerving, reaching for a cheese curd. She was trying to reach and get the cheese curd that she had dropped on the ground. And I'm like, whoa, bro, watch the road. And she's swerving. And then all of a sudden, the next thing we see are there lights behind us. And we're getting pulled over because she couldn't find her cheese curd.
What ended up happening?
The cop let us go. He laughed. He thought it was funny because she looks at him and she's like, I was looking for my cheese curd.
Little fatty.
He's like, maybe next time you really need to focus on the road. So
people are getting pulled over all the time, whether it's for on purpose, intentionally, because they are maybe speeding or something like that.
Yeah.
But also maybe because you're Santa Claus with no lights or like Nina reaching for a cheese curd. You're in your car right now. That's an interesting question.
Right.
It's probably been a while since you've been pulled over.
But what was the last thing you got pulled over for?
The phone lines are open now, guys. 877-591-9696. Think about it. You're driving your car. Hopefully your hands are on 10 and 2.
Leave the cheese curd on the ground.
What was the last thing you got pulled over for? And did you get let go? Did they let you go? Yeah. You lucky SOB? All right, we'll take your calls next. It's Gabe and Nina, B96. The average person, Nina, gets pulled over. I mean, 40% of people have been pulled over in their life. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So the average person has been pulled over.
At least once in their life.
At least once in their life. But what was the last thing you got pulled over for? Tiffany explains. Welcome back to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Tiffany. So what did you get pulled over for?
So it was one of the times I got pulled over. I think it's like the more funnier story. But it was on a Sunday and I go to an Indian church. So it's like a lot of people show up. And we were running late and my mom's like, you have to hurry up because the bishop is coming and I need to get a good seat at church and good parking. So I started speeding and apparently it was reckless driving because it was like 30 over on the highway.
Oh my gosh.
And all of a sudden I see cop lights behind me. I was like, I wonder who's this for? And it was for me. And I got pulled over and I got a $420 ticket.
Oh my gosh. Tiffany, did you tell him that God needed you?
I was running late to church. Yes.
He was an atheist, Nina. It didn't really matter.
Man.
You know what it is? Tiffany and I, we have two different experiences when we see cops behind us. She thinks, I wonder who they're looking for. I see cops. I'm always thinking they're after me. They're coming for me. Thanks for the call, Tiffany. I appreciate it. Mike, Villa Park, good morning. Welcome to the show, man.
Good morning. So I used to drive a tinted out Dodge Avenger. And I got pulled over a couple years ago by the same cop 3 days in a row for having tinted windows.
And what happened? Okay, take me to the last day, the third day. What happened on that day?
He cracked up, laughed, and said, have a great day. So he was really cool about it. I didn't get a ticket or anything, but it was the same cop 3 different days in a row.
I don't know, Mike. If you were a girl and he pulled you over 3 days in a row, I think he was trying to holler at you.
Right.
I don't
know. You know
was
what?
Was he trying to holler at you?
Who cares?
Maybe. That's what I'm saying. No, I'm trying to tell you. Keep driving down that block and you might make yourself a match. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Katya on the south side. Okay, what about you? What did you get pulled over for?
So at the time, I was living in Indiana and I had an outing with friends in downtown Chicago. So I'm heading back home. And, of course, I forgot my lights were off. So I get pulled over, and the police officer was like, I don't know how they do it in Indiana, but around here, we like to drive with our lights on.
That's great.
Did you get a ticket?
I did not know how to react.
That's
after
so
that.
Funny.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Did you end up getting a ticket or did you get off because you were from Indiana? He let
me go. He was like, just make sure you turn them on.
That's so funny.
Oh, geez.
Man, Indiana cops are nice. I gave a shout out to them once. Do you remember that? It was like a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, where I was, same thing, driving in Indiana, headed to one of our appearances at Reaper's Realm.
Uh-huh.
And I had my lights off, and there may or may not have been a sense of a particular thing going out of my car. And the cop pulls me over, because I see the lights, and
I'm like,
they're coming for me. And sure enough, when I get pulled over, I immediately lower all the windows. I'm like, damn it, man. I can't get pulled over while going to a B96 appearance.
Yeah.
And he pulls over, and he's like, and it's most like most cops. They just want to tell you your lights are off and see if there's anything fishy going on. And sure enough, the Hammond police officer pulled me over, said, where are you headed? I said, man, I just left Reaper's Realm. I work at B96. I had an appearance. He's like, dude, your lights are off. And then he let me go.
Oh, my gosh. Safety. He saved your life.
Shout out to all the Indiana police officers. As Kathy and Nar saying, we love you guys. Just let all Chicago people off with a warning. Just if we could only be so holy. Is your stomach grumbling? Do you know a little bit about everything? Do you feel like you're a true Chicagoan? Well, then this game is for you. It's called Wake Up Wars, guys. This is a game we play each and every weekday at 7:10 a.m. And we get you on right now. So the phone lines are open. And if you want to play, we need two new contestants because our homegirl, Alicia from Joliet, she won 3 times in a row.
She did. 877-591-9696. Call if you want to play. This is the time you get rewarded for your knowledge.
That's right. And, oh, no. Are we going to give away the... Nah. Maybe we'll give them away later.
Okay.
We have Fogo the Shone gift cards to give away.
Oh, right.
We'll do that at 8 later in the 8 o'clock hour.
Okay,
but right now, you just get regular breakfast.
Which is still great, okay?
Exactly. You win 3 times in a row. That's what you're going to get. Phone lines are open. Call us up now. We got that on the way. We also got the baby daddy check-in on the way. Let's go. It's
B96.
That's
just my baby.
Who that is? B96. Chicago's new hit music. We are Gabe and Nina. And this is the baby daddy check-in. This is where you get 2 dad jokes and a baby update on my daughter, Whitney. Your first dad joke is, Nina.
Yes.
What do you call a French guy being mauled by a lion?
What?
Claude. Claude.
Hello, Claude. Bonjour.
Somebody help Claude. Anyway.
Aww.
The baby daddy check-in. My daughter thinks she is a rapper.
Okay, this is great.
You know, like rappers, when they do ad-libs for their songs, they're like, brah!
Yeah.
Brah!
Yeah.
What are you doing? Okay, I got it. Okay.
She's ready to collaborate.
She's all about the Zerber. Well, I guess I'll call it a Zerber. I know that's the only way I could describe it. But she does it, you know, when we as adults do it, we take our lips and we go... And softly, and our lips like flap against each other. She does the most aggressive, like when she's laying down on the couch, like you pick her up and there, it looks like she's sweating because she got so much spit on her face.
She just sprays everywhere.
And so I try to do it hard like her, and my lips, they vibrate so much, it hurts. So I'm like, Mommy, let's not do that.
But is she proud of herself after she does it?
Oh my God, she could do it for hours.
Oh, I love this.
It's just whatever. I'm like, all right, that's the new one. Got it. All right, second dad joke. So my son came up and asked me, said, hey, Pops, Bobby, he said, what are condoms used for? And I said, usually to avoid answering questions like this one.
No one has those awkward conversations.
I ain't got to talk to these people anymore. That's all right, guys. Coming up, we are going to talk to 2 people. We got Colleen from the South Side. We also got Ahmad in Tinley Park. They are going to go head-to-head in our game called Wake Up Wars. We'll see who wins in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's B96.
Wake Up Wars. Team Gabe against Team Nina. Right now on B96.
It's time.
B96, Chicago's new hit music. It is time for Wake Up Wars. You know why I'm hesitating right here, Nina? Because I get so many messages where people don't get the name of the game right. So I felt like I needed to emphasize what the name of the game was.
Wake Up
War. People are like, I want to get on the game. I want to play the war.
I mean.
Watch this. Ahmad, Tinley Park, what's the name of this game?
Wake Up Wars.
Now that it's said slow enough, everybody can hear it. Colleen knows what it is. Welcome to the game.
Hello, good morning.
All right, Colleen, would you like to go first today, or do you want to let Ahmad go?
We could do ladies first.
Let's do it. Ahmad, hang on, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Colleen, this is how the game works. You are going to get a female-centered question, a male-centered question, and a Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right will win, and it takes three victories in a row to get you that breakfast. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. This is your female-centered question. These footless knitted garments are designed to cover the leg from ankle to knee or thigh and are typically worn by dancers. But in the winter months, you don't have to be a dancer to rock a pair of these. What are they?
Leg warmers.
Next question. In the 90s, some of us watched this cartoon where an environmental superhero saves the planet from pollution with his group of planeteers, who each have special powers to summon an element. What is the name of the superhero?
Wow.
Okay, Colleen didn't watch that one. It's okay.
Yeah.
Here's the Chicagoland question. It's holiday week on the show, so we're going to tell you about a winter wonderland happening around the Chicagoland area, and you just have to tell us exactly where it is.
Okay.
Nothing says wonderland like food and drink. And at Greystone Tavern, they're celebrating with a Hanukkah pop-up called Eight Crazy Nights. They have vodka-infused subgania. Ooh, that sounds cool. And a gelt martini. The tavern is located in the same neighborhood where the Cubs play. What is it?
A Wrigley.
Good job.
All right, Colleen, great.
Hang on 1 second for us, all right?
Okay.
Ahmad Tinley Park.
Yeah, hey.
Colleen did pretty good today. She got two questions correct.
All right.
All right, let's see if we can one-up her, literally. Here's your first female-centered question. These footless knitted garments are designed to cover the leg from the ankle to knee or thigh and are typically worn by dancers. But in the winter months, you don't have to be a dancer to rock a pair of these. What are they called?
No idea.
All right, Ahmad, here's question number two. Don't worry, all that'll get edited out.
All right,
here's question number two. In the 90s, some of us watched this cartoon where an environmental superhero saves the planet from pollution with his group of planeteers, who each have a special power to summon an element. What is the name of the superhero?
Summon an elephant?
Element, like an element?
I'm not sure.
We skipped the environmental superhero and went straight for Spider-Man, huh, Ma?
All right, everybody.
Pretty much.
Question number three. It's holiday week on the show, so we're going to tell you about a winter wonderland happening around the Chicagoland area, and you're going to tell us exactly where it is. Nothing says wonderland like food and drink. And at Greystone Tavern, they're celebrating with a Hanukkah pop-up called Eight Crazy Nights. They have vodka-infused. It's actually subganiyot.
What is that?
It is a fried donut.
Oh.
And so the jelly inside of it is infused with vodka.
That sounds great.
And they also have a gelt martini. The tavern, Greystone Tavern, is located in the same neighborhood where the Cubs play. Ahmad, what is it called?
The Wrigley.
Keep going.
Wrigley Field, Sheffield Avenue.
Wrigleyville.
Good job, Ahmad. You got the Chicagoland question.
Sorry, Ahmad's from Tinley Park, which is on the exact opposite side of Wrigleyville.
Right.
So I understand.
You're good.
Yeah, I got you. Don't worry. Colleen on the south side.
Yes.
Got some news for you, girl. You got to wear that crown proud today because you are the queen of the wake-up world.
What?
Congratulations.
He got a whopping zero questions correct today. It was a tight one. Question number one, the answers, the knitted garment worn from ankle to thigh are leg warmers.
Yes. And you guys, the superhero all about the environment is Captain Planet.
No.
Never heard of him.
Nope, me neither.
What?
I was born in the mid-90s, so I've never watched cartoons.
Yeah, I was born in the mid-70s.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? Shout out to everybody in their car that watched smart cartoons when they were younger and a part of that crew. I appreciate you guys.
You knew that one.
Question number three, you both got it right. Greystone Tavern. I wanted to show some love to Hanukkah.
I love that they're doing that.
I didn't want it to just be Christmas week or whatever.
Totally.
So shout out to all my Jewish family that are out there. And shout out to Greystone Tavern for doing a cool pop-up like that.
I want to try a subganiyot.
I want to try a gelt martini.
All right. Hey, Ahmad, thanks for hanging out with us, man. We appreciate you choosing us to listen to on your way to work.
So much.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Colleen, Southside.
Uh-oh, girl, you better study up. Come to play tomorrow. Yes.
All right, you get two more right. You get yourself some breakfast, girl. What's your favorite breakfast food, Colleen? No. Better question. Colleen, when you're at home on a Saturday or Sunday morning, what do you make yourself for breakfast?
Oh, good question.
Just some scrambled eggs and toast.
Okay. Well, we're going to try to upgrade you.
Maybe get you an avocado on the side.
We'll pay for that.
Yeah, we will. You got to win first,
all your
though.
Fixings and stuff. And I'm pretty sure it's... I said it wrong. It's Afghania. I don't know, man. Please, somebody correct me and message me the... What is it? Phonetic spelling.
Yeah.
Or saying, whatever it is.
Either way, it sounds delicious.
Chicago _ Gabe. Fried donuts are always on the menu at my house. All right, guys. Don't forget, 4 Fast Facts coming up just after 7:30. Guess your gig at the end of the hour. For more fun, on the way next with Gabe and Nina. Don't go anywhere. Pop Smoke, what you know about love right here on B96, Chicago's new hit music. We are Gabe and Nina. And did you know, 7% of people that participate in Secret Santas get stiffed, Nina?
They do.
Ain't that messed up?
It is messed up because you, especially if you're the person that's showing up getting like the best gift that there is.
7% of people get stiffed. Let's just round it up to 10% and say if you're in a Secret Santa with 10 people, one person's going to get stiffed right there.
That sucks.
It's the worst because you know there's that person. I forgot. Here, what was the limit? $25? Here's $25 cash.
Right. Or here's a vase that I just have sitting in my kitchen that I want to add to the game.
Those jerks.
I know.
What do you think about those limits that are set on the Secret Santa?
I like to think that they're usually just a jumping off point, like give or take. So me and my friends are doing it, right? So there's 5 of us and we did a $25 budget, right?
Okay.
And they're all being very adamant that we have to stick to this $25 budget. But the one friend that I got to buy for, the thing that I found that's absolutely perfect for her, it's like $15 extra. Is it really necessary to stick to the budget?
Yes. That's why, because you guys democratically agreed on it.
Yeah, but isn't it just a suggestion? Like, if I got something less than 25, then I'd be part of the 10% that was stiffing somebody.
No, Nina, that's not how that works. Getting stiff means you didn't get a gift.
Not or that a you bad got, one.
No, you're making up your own rules. No.
Apparently, I am.
According to the statistics, 10% of people get stiff, meaning they do not get a gift at all. And you're saying... But if you get the suggested price, $25 is what you should be going up to $25.
So
not over, up to not over $25. So the limit, it's like Bible. It's not a suggestion.
So I'm the one breaking the rules then?
Yes. You are the one that people roll their eyes at.
But why?
Because that wasn't the suggested. Okay, here's what we're going to do. The phone lines are open. You've participated in many a Secret Santa in your day.
Mm-hmm.
Is the limit set? I'm saying Bible. You don't have to.
Or suggest it.
Is it suggested or is it like a surefire limit? Because Nina seems to think that it's a suggestion. Because you're the rich friend. That's why, Nina. And when you buy a gift over that, now you're the rich friend of the group. And people are like, of course, Nina went over the price.
That's not why. I just am not traveling this year. So I have extra money that I would normally have budgeted
the
to fly.
You're the rich friend.
To go see my family. Anyways, 877-591-9696.
Is the limit set for the Secret Santa a suggestion or is it Bible? 877-591-9696. Call us up now. We'll take your calls next. All right, guys. Ooh, Shawn Mendes is on now. Look at that. Okay, so I just found this website, Nina.
Yeah.
WhiteElephantRules.com.
Oh, my gosh. I did not even know this existed.
I mean, it's like Scrabble. Yeah. You have a dictionary for the rule, you know, to make sure you're doing things right.
So this is the Bible.
WhiteElephantRules.com.
What does it say?
And I love this. In your favor, it says a typical gift exchange guideline is $20.
Uh-huh.
However, you can go higher or lower depending on the group. That's to set the price. And then it says the important thing is for everyone to receive a gift that is roughly as valuable as the one they give.
Okay. Okay, so that's exactly what will happen.
So imagine,
it's suggested.
Yeah, yeah, because imagine if... But what happens if you don't get one that's roughly the value of yours? Then they broke the rules.
I'll send them the link to whiteelephant.com.
But the question we're asking you guys, 877-591-9696, when it comes to a Secret Santa, do you have to stick to the price that's given by the group, or is that just a suggestion?
Carol in Plainfield, what do you think?
You have to stick to it, Nina.
But Carol, it's only like $10 extra.
You said 15.
All right.
You said 15.
It is 15. I was just...
I deal with this every day on our show.
I was trying to soften the blow.
I'm so sorry.
You little stinkers.
Nina, I love you, but you have to stick to it. That's what makes it an even playing field.
Okay. Just why, though? I think I'm not understanding the why.
Because the thing is this, and Kara, I'm sure, agrees with me. You should have suggested a higher price point in the beginning.
Absolutely. If you wanted to spend more, then you could have said, hey, can we do a $40 limit? Can we do a $50 limit? But it was universally agreed upon within your group to do a $25 limit.
Carol, we did agree.
Carol is systematic. You could tell she's like, these are the rules. You got to follow them.
I'll make sure not to get Carol anything over $25.
Carol, you get a stick of gum.
But you would want.
Thanks for the call.
The one that I have in my back pocket, Carol.
It's delicious.
Oh, man.
Tammy in Woodridge. All right, what are your rules when it comes to the Secret Santa?
I usually go overboard.
See, okay, so Tammy, you're like me. So if the limit's $25, I found this perfect gift for my friend that's just $15 more. I still think it's in the wheelhouse.
Yeah, Tammy, let me ask you this, though. You said you go over. So when you do that in your particular group, does everybody else hate you?
I don't think so. I think...
That's what Nina thinks. She don't think so.
I don't think so either. And I don't think I'm breaking the rules. I think
here
it's
comes somebody with a $9.99 gift. Nina got the $50 gift.
I'm going to leave my price tag on, too.
Tammy, thanks for the call.
Kara and McHenry. So, okay. You think it's a suggestion, not Bible. Kara?
Oh, so close, Kara.
Well, Kara's the type of person I want. There she is.
Kara wants a phone, but that's not the price of the Secret Santa, unless... Kara. All right, is it Bible or are you allowed to go over with a Secret Santa?
I think it's okay to go over. I go over all the time.
Okay, see, Kara, you and I would be great in a Secret Santa because according to WhiteElephant.com,
here's the problem. You guys would be great together in a Secret Santa, but if you guys are both going over, why not just lift the price up? Because if you both are going to go over, if everyone's like, $19.99, that's cute. But I'm rich and I'm going to pay $40.
Well, I just don't know if everybody else already got their gifts. You know what I'm saying? So if I got mine and it's this, it's fine.
Okay.
At least in my mind. But
well, listen, whoever got Nina, lucky. B96, it is time for Guess Your Gig. And we are going to go to Tyler in Glenview first. Tyler, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. My first question to you, Tyler, is do you have a pocket protector on you right now?
That's a big no.
Okay. Interesting.
Tyler, do you know how to fold a fitted sheet?
A what?
One of those fitted sheets that go on the bottom of the mattress. Do you know how to fold one?
No.
You throw coal into trains to keep them moving.
Oof. That's a no.
Okay, Nina?
Tyler, I think you're a stockbroker.
Oh, I thought he said stalker. Tyler, are you a stockbroker?
Nope.
No. What do you do for a living?
I'm a shipping manager for a rope company.
Dude.
So close.
So close. Trains, they need that to ship.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Gabe's on fire today.
All right, Nadia, let me ask you your first question. Can you wear leggings at your job?
I do sometimes.
Okay, that was the question. Yeah, okay, no, that's fine.
Okay, Nadia. Nadia, can you read music?
I cannot.
Nadia, you fix cash registers for a living?
No.
It's okay, Nadia.
I'm pretty sure I can't, but that's not what I do.
Nadia, I know what you do. You are a jackhammer technician.
Ah.
No. I'm a restaurant manager.
Oh, which one? Shout them out.
Giordano's a Navy Pier, but they're closed, so right now I'm working at the corporate office.
Okay. See, Gabe, you were right, though. I'm sure she knows how to work around a cashier real good.
Yeah. I'm sure she's fixed the call register.
Yeah, you were headed in that direction. I was like, oh, he's got it.
Hey, send out gift cards this way. We appreciate you. Have a good one. Stevie, Darian, my first question to you is, how many times have you handled a flamethrower at your job?
Zero.
Zero. Okay.
Zero. Okay.
Exactly what I thought.
Stevie, how many hours out of the day are you sitting at your job?
Ew. Five?
Oh, okay. Easy. A person that sits down a lot and isn't a flamethrower, you are the Wizard of Oz.
Kind of.
Uh-oh.
Stevie, you manage an OnlyFans.
She don't even know what that is.
I'm a director of Parks and Recreation.
Ooh. Can you help us? We need more customers that listen to our creations.
Create OnlyFans.
Gabe and Nina on B96.
Cheese Detective Gabe. Cheese Detective Nina. Together, they are the Lie Detectors on B96.
B96, it is time for Lie Detectors right here. It's just past 8 o'clock, and on the line today, talking about somebody that's lying to him, is Terrence. Terrence, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Man, Terrence, better than you. Who do you think is lying to you?
My girl. I'm not sure what's going on with her right now.
Okay, wait, was she cheating on you? I mean, what do you think she's, what is she lying about?
I don't know. I hope, I want to believe that she hasn't gone that far. I know she got a gift from a coworker, and it's not the type of gift you get from a coworker.
What did she get?
This guy gave her a necklace.
Okay, and what did she say? I mean, that is a pretty intimate gift. I mean, what was the reason? Why did she say she got that gift?
She worked in sales, and she said, like, one of the guys she works with in sales, they work well together, and he just
commission.
Decided that'd be a nice thing.
Yeah. Okay. Commission and everything. That makes sense, Nina, because I've worked in some, like, even here at B96, if I get, like, a good deal, I used to give, like, the assistant sales account executive, I would give her, like, $100, $200 for, like, facilitating everything. But I wouldn't give her a necklace, though. But
right. Like, that's something that's worn. Like, don't do that.
Yeah, but is it possible that she's not lying, though?
Anything's possible, Nina, but...
Yes, it is. It is possible, but I just don't like the fact that somebody's giving her a necklace and thinks that's okay.
If girls can have female intuition, then we can have guy's gut.
Okay.
You like that? You like that, Terrence? Guy's gut. We got it.
It's acting up.
Yes.
Okay, now, have you met this guy before? Because usually, like, when people are trying to avoid those kinds of situations, like, you can't party in the same circles.
Yeah, I've been to some of the, like, company parties, but we've never hung out like that, like, outside of that context. No.
Nina, how would you feel your man comes home with a piece of jewelry from another woman at his job?
Yeah, I wouldn't love that.
Yeah, that'd be kind of tough. I'll tell you right now, Terrence, I would have drove straight to the pawn shop. And we would have had a nice dinner off that damn necklace.
That's still not a bad idea.
All right. Well, listen, I do want to get to the bottom of this because I got to be honest, although I'm skeptical about the whole thing, I mean, that's a very, like, reasonable explanation as to why Buddy would have gave her a necklace because they work in sales. You know what I mean? He probably made a commission or two and then he gave her that. But you did say, Terrence, that the box came from, right?
Yeah, it came from.
Yeah, sales box. Okay, perfect. All right, well, we came up with a little concoction of our own, a way to figure out more or less what Buddy's intentions are behind this. So, guys, we're not going to call his girlfriend. We're going to call the guy who bought the necklace. Right after this, do not miss it. Lie Detectors, right here on B96. And we're back, B96, Lie Detectors. We were talking to Terrence a second ago. His girlfriend got a necklace from a guy, but she said, you know what? The guy's been doing some really heavy commission numbers, and I've been helping him out, and it was just a gesture of gratitude, Nina.
Right. So it could be, or the guy could have some intentions of trying to come in and steal his girlfriend.
All right, we're going to find out. Lie Detectors starts now.
Hello?
Yes, looking for Lloyd, please.
This is you, is this?
I'm calling from a store you recently visited.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm really sorry to have to reach out to you under these circumstances, but there was a recent data breach at our organization where a lot of customers' information, unfortunately, slipped out into the black market. And we're actually just trying to verify some purchases to make sure that we have the right people and see if any activity, illicit activity has been happening on their accounts so that way we can take care of it. Just kind of working in advance. Again, I really do apologize for this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, whatever it takes.
Right? Yeah. So first and foremost, I just want to verify. Could you verify for me the last four digits of your credit card?
It's 4.
Okay, perfect. And on that account, Ms., you haven't noticed any illegal activity, have you?
No, not as of yesterday.
That's great. That's great. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to send you out an email that we have on file. Is this where we're going to offer you free credit repair for a year in the event that something like that happens. Again, we really want to apologize about that. And a couple more questions before we get you out of here, just so we can verify the purchase. So what was it exactly that you purchased from Zales? I want to make sure we have the amount right.
It was a necklace with some diamond studs in there.
Okay. And we have the purchase price at $299?
Yes, I believe that's correct.
$299. Okay. Yeah, that's actually one of our best sellers here.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. I actually ended up getting it from a girlfriend. Whoa, what? Hello?
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Hello?
Lloyd, good morning.
Hi,
hold
Lloyd.
On, Terrence, before you jump in, let's just tell them what's going on, dude. We are not calling from the jewelry store. This is actually Gabe and Nina. We do the morning show here at B96 in Chicago, and we got Terrence, who's the boyfriend of your girlfriend, Jessica. Oh, excuse me, but that's not your girlfriend, your coworker.
Wait, what the f- are you talking about? Are you, who's your girlfriend? Is this some setup? What is Lloyd,
you're on the phone right now talking about this jewelry piece that you bought was for your girlfriend.
But yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but your girlfriend, Jessica, has an actual boyfriend, and his name is Terrence, and he's on the phone right now.
Yeah, that's not your girlfriend, dude. I don't know. That's your coworker. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, no. I hate to break it to you, dude, but you know what? Oh, that is my girlfriend. And sorry, man, but she's done with your dead ass.
Lloyd, did you know about Terrence?
Yeah, absolutely. I knew about Terrence. He's a deadbeat. She's over it.
You just sold yourself an ass whooping because I don't know where you get off thinking that you can get on the radio and call me a deadbeat and all this. No.
Who brought this to the radio, bro? Who brought this to the radio? You did. You're a deadbeat, thin mother who can't take care of your girl, which is why she had to come over to me and get a real man to be in her life. Look, man, you're a. You know where I work. You want to come settle this? Go ahead.
Okay, guys. All right. We're gonna take this off.
I'll be there.
Okay. B96, you see the snow.
It's coming down.
Sideways. That's when you know it's bad. We're going to give you something that can be the remedy for that blues that you have. And it comes in the form of $100 and some Fogo de Chão meat gift pack.
Ho, ho, ho. Santa came early.
He sure did. We're going to tell you how to get that in just a second.
Santa's got a little
but first,
his name is Dominic.
Oh, we learned about Dominic.
Dominic the donkey. Could you imagine, Nina? If something that represented your culture was then considered one of the worst songs of all time when it comes to Christmas.
Blasphemous.
It's like when they said that Feliz Navidad was like one of the worst songs. I'm like, what do you mean?
Boycott it.
That's my house. That's what I do. But that is considered it. This is crazy, man. People are loving it.
I wish I knew this song back then.
Shout out to all the Italians in the Chicagoland area.
When I was younger, my mom used to take me to this park near our house. They had a bunch of farm animals, and there was always a donkey that I would always go and say hi to. Yeah.
Was his name Dominic?
No, but I'm wishing I knew this song because I probably would have been even more excited to go see the donkey. You know? Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. What are some other things you guys did around the holidays, like with your family?
I mean, other than eating and stuff. I told you about the pickle, right? I'm really sad. So my mom's German, and so we would do this hide the pickle every year. And it started when we were younger, and it's an ornament. It's a green pickle, and you hide it in the house, and whoever finds the pickle gets money. And every year it goes up, so it started pretty low. And now my sister-in-law, me, and my brother are the only ones that have to play find the pickle. I'm not going to be home this year, so now I'm missing out on the pickle.
I got to say it, okay?
Go ahead.
This just sounds like some, like, dirty uncle game or something like that.
I actually don't know the origin. I think I've looked it up once before. I got to do it again.
I just Googled it right now. Dirty uncle plays the game find the pickle. What is this?
You didn't hide pickles in your house?
Nah, we didn't do that. I'm trying to think. You know, our house, you know, you had your parandas where you would, like, sing, you know, Spanish Christmas songs or whatever. And then outside of that, I mean, I just remember our family just always getting together on Christmas Eve. That was like our big Christmas tradition. You got together on Christmas Eve, and Christmas Day, you kind of just did whatever you wanted.
When did you open presents?
From our family, cousins and aunts and stuff, that would be on Christmas Eve because that's when everybody would get together.
Uh-huh.
But then each family would open their own respective gifts from their immediate mom and dads at their house Christmas morning.
Man, the gifts just don't stop.
For real.
I like it.
That was why I loved Christmas time. And now it's quite the opposite when you got to buy the gifts for all those people. So. But you know what? You don't have to buy anything to get this. All you got to do is call us up right now to play our game. Speaking of the holidays, we have this fun game we've been playing lately called Holiday Movie or Something About Boobies. So we're going to tell you the title of a movie, and you're going to tell us if it's one or the other, because you'd be surprised at how close these things are. Our favorite example is The Gift.
What do you think that one was?
We're not going to tell you, but it's either a holiday movie or something about boobies, all right? So call us up now, 877-591-9696 to be the contestant. And then for playing, we're going to get you that Fogo de Chão hookup. Yes, it's Chão and not Chow, all right? 877-591-9696. Call us up now to play. B96, Chicago's new hit music. Happy holidays, guys.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that you're celebrating, we hope you're enjoying it and making the best out of it. And we're about to do the same thing here because you know what? We're about to play a game called Holiday Movie or something about boobies. And playing today, we got Anwar in Naperville. Good morning, Anwar.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hopefully you like this joyous music in the background.
Right.
So, the game is simple. Nina's going to tell you the title of a movie, and you're going to tell us if it's a holiday movie or something about boobies, and then I got a prize for you afterwards.
Okay, here's your first one. Cool. Stocking stuffers. Stocking stuffers. Is that a holiday movie or something about boobies?
Oh, my goodness. I never heard it. That's got to be... That's got to be something about boobies.
That is a 2002 classic, Anwar.
Oh.
It looks like they're holding people in headlocks. They got a lot of hair, but it's not. It's inside joke. All right, anyway. Okay. All right, next one, Anwar.
Next
here we
one,
go.
Next one, okay. Christmas under wraps.
Interesting, Anwar. Christmas under wraps. Is that a holiday movie or something about boobies?
Jeez. I didn't know it was going to be this hard.
It is hard, right?
Christmas, holiday boobies.
You think so?
He mixed the two answers and said holiday boobies.
They are holiday. No, actually, it's just a holiday movie. It's about a small town doctor who visits a town that's hiding a secret.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds, oh, my God.
That could be naughty. You never know. Who's hiding somewhere? I want to find you. Oh, anyway, question number three. Here we
go. Okay, here it is. Christmas Comes Twice. Is that a holiday movie?
Christmas Comes Twice, Anwar. Holiday movie or something about boobies?
Holiday movie.
You got one.
We're not a dirty, dirty morning show.
It is a holiday movie on the Hallmark Channel. Gotta love it. It's about a Christmas carnival that comes to town and takes somebody back in time for their second chance at love.
And you said who's in that one? A popular actress?
Tamara Mowry.
Oh, one of the twins, Tia and Tamara. Damn.
There you go.
Unfortunately, a holiday movie. All right. Hey, Anwar, for playing today, we've actually got you something that's really cool to hook up you or your family for the holiday season. It's a holiday to-go package from Fogo de Chão that feeds up to six people.
Amazing.
Where you're going to get your choice of a fire-roasted meat plus some Brazilian takes on holiday sides. How cool is that?
Oh, man. That's sweet, man.
I'm licking my lips for you.
Oh,
so.
My gosh. And I am
I
not.
No, man. Thank you.
No problem.
No judging if you eat it by yourself.
Anwar, hang on one second. We'll get your information. All right, guys. Hey, we got a couple of those to give out for the rest of the week.
Great.
So make sure you're hanging out with us in the 8 o'clock hour so we can take care of you, all right? It is a beautiful Wednesday despite the snow, and we are Gabe and Nina on B96. Did you realize? Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. So glad you guys are here. We got a couple stories for you guys, and we're going to find out if you care. It's called Does Chicago Care? You know, because pop culture can be done in many ways, but the way we do it is a little different. We give you an opportunity to be like, next, please.
Exactly. Like, the story about McDonald's is actually giving out free food, at, of course, at participating locations, but they have a free menu, and on the menu includes different Christmas-themed items like the Grinch Egg McMuffin or the Abdominal Snow Monster Big Mac.
And this is happening in Chicago?
This is happening in Chicago. Yeah, this is happening at McDonald's across the country, including some here in Chicago, that you can get free stuff because they've been giving out free meals to first responders, frontline workers, free coffees, and now they're going this far to having a free menu.
So every McDonald's in Chicago?
At participating locations.
Do you know which one? Anyone?
That's the only caveat that's placed in this article is at participating locations. But you drive up to a McDonald's and see if they're participating. What do you have to lose? It's free.
It's free. You just never know. Call them in advance. You never know. You might be able to get that. But Chicago definitely cares about that because we love free.
Mm-hmm.
And Chicago loves McDonald's because it's based here in Chicago.
See?
Okay. I got a story for you, Nina. So, you know, you're on dating apps.
Yep.
And this woman is suing a dating app because of who they chose to be her perfect match.
My most compatible on Hinge was updated. Here he is. Super cute, if you ask me. Brooke and Noah, we think you two should meet. And we agreed. And we're already spending Thanksgiving together, and it's going well. The fact of the matter is, this is my brother. And it's for that reason that we will be suing Hinge.
You know what? This is some stuff that would happen to me. If my brother wasn't married and was on dating apps, this is a mess that would happen.
Is that not hilarious,
and
Nina?
If she gets money from that?
Can you sue Hinge for setting you up with your brother?
I don't know. Can I sue Hinge for not giving me any good matches?
Got no perfect match. That's hilarious. I feel bad for that girl. Does Chicago care about that, Nina?
Yes, I do think that Chicago cares because it's going to make us be a little bit more careful while we're out here swiping.
Don't just go on. Don't just say yes to everybody. Just do that.
I'm not sure if we trust it.
All right, last story here. This one's actually a heartfelt one. And I want to see if Chicago cares about this one. You know, I actually told Nina yesterday, I was watching a video on Instagram, and it was of some dad doing something that was very dadly.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked at Nina and I said, geez, you know, I'm a new dad, but I'm still finding ways to be a better dad.
She was almost in tears telling me about it.
Because what the dad did was beautiful. And I found this other story of this other dad that did something absolutely phenomenal for his son. Check this out.
I knew he was self-conscious. And that made me want just to show me he wasn't the only one. Like, we both have the same mark.
So he had this, birthmark on his chest, about half the size of his chest. And he was very self-conscious about it, you know, getting bullied and such. So the dad went and got a tattoo of the exact same birthmark.
Aww.
Here's the son talking about it.
Me and my sisters played for a little while in the pool. And then my dad said, Derek, come over here and I want to show you something. And then he took off his shirt and then there was a huge tattoo of my birthmark there. I was happy. And I was a little confused because I didn't know that he was going to do that.
That's so cool. What a surprise. Now that's like something special that he has with his dad forever.
All you Chicago haters out there, I'm asking, does Chicago care, Nina?
Yes.
You got no soul if you don't
what
care
What is wrong
that.
With you? Yes.
But it's just a reminder. There's people out there going above and beyond for their kids. You know what I'm saying? Like how to be a good dad. These are the things you do when you love your child and you do those kinds of things. So.
There's power in silence. I'll tell you the three times it's actually most effective just to keep your mouth shut in just a second. With Nina at 9:30, all brought to you by Pepsi Zero Sugar. All the flavor, zero the sugar. This is the gem for your journey today. And it actually comes from my dad, my sweet father. He is a man of very few words, but when he speaks, he's very powerful. And these things actually really stick with me because I'm chatty. Sometimes you just need to learn to be quiet. And these are the times that he says are most important. And the first one is when you're making moves professionally or privately, you just need to keep things to yourself so you can avoid outside influence, haters, stealers, whatever it is. Focus on your own business. The second one, in an argument when it's clear the other person isn't bending, it's the whole concept, they go low, you go high, and just zip it. And then the last one, don't tell secrets. Just zip it, because it's an honor if somebody is trusting you with their information, unless somebody's life is on the line or something like that. I get it. But really, think about it in that way instead of gossiping. So
like it.
Yeah, right? So thanks to my pops for that one. The gem for your journey right here with Nina at 9:30. We do it weekdays. We try to give you something that can be helpful throughout your day. And if you can be quiet, that's great too. But you can sing to Ariana Grande loud on B96. How was that? Did you like it?
I loved it.
Were you mad, sad, or laughing?
I'm listening back to it. I'm thinking to myself, what? Why did I say that one thing? Well, either way, guys, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Continue to listen to them because we're going to keep putting them up there. All right? It's Gabe and Nina, B96.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.